Will the Senate please come to order? Will the senators please vote to signify their presence?
Senator Lee.
Senator Phillips.
Senator Phillips. Roll shows 19 members present this morning, Madam President.
Thank you. Will members please stand? Our chaplain this morning is Pastor Kerry Henriksen of the Ott Bay Bible Church.
Philippians 4:8 instructs us with the following words: whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. May we in our private and public lives carefully consider and fully obey these words given by you to your servant Paul. In doing so, may we set an example of humble leadership for others to follow. Finally, please give this body insight to discover your answers for the many challenges our state faces today. May you bless them with both wisdom and unity as they move through the process from problem to provision. Thank you in advance for the solutions you will provide as we look to and trust in your love and goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Donnelly, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 9th legislative day.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the secretary.
Hearing no objection, the journal is approved as certified by the secretary. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Green be excused again today. She is still ill, but doing much better.
Hearing no objection, Senator Green is excused due to her illness. Are there guests this morning for introduction? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages this morning.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no House messages this morning, Madam President.
Are there communications?
Communications, the following reports are on file. Terminal Redevelopment Project International Airport Revenue Bond Construction Fund Report from Department of Transportation and Public Facilities in accordance with AS 3715-420. The Alaska Clean Water Fund Annual Report from Department of Environmental Conservation in accordance with AS 4603032. Those are all the communications this morning.
Are there standing committee reports?
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 2, Civil Commitment of Sexually Violent Predators, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signing DuPass, Senator Taylor Chair, Senators Halford and Donnelly, fiscal notes attached. Senate Bill number 2 has a further referral to the Finance Committee, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there Senate resolutions for introduction?
There are no resolutions this morning.
Are there Senate bills for introduction?
Senate Bill number 48 by Senator Mackey, an act relating to health insurance provided by and provisions related to the Comprehensive Health Insurance Association.
Yes, and then Labor and Commerce.
Senate Bill number 49 by the Finance Committee, an act relating to missions and measures to be applied to certain expenditures by the executive branch of state government and the University of Alaska from the state operating budget for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1999, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill number 50 by the Labor and Commerce Committee by request, an act relating to certain boiler and pressure vessel inspections and inspectors, and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce.
And those are all the bills for introduction, Madam President.
Thank you. That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring Senator Jim Duncan, in memoriam, Kathleen Rose C.
Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Hearing no objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. Brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business this morning? Senator Miller.
It seems that one of our good senators had a birthday this past Sunday, and he wasn't going to let any of us know about it, but fortunately staffs talk, and it filtered down. But this is his third year in the body, and at 53, although he's considerably older than I am at 53. I think we need to wish the good senator from Fairbanks a happy birthday. Senator, very welcome.
Perhaps we'll spare you that. Senator Wilkin.
Madam President, thank you, Senator Miller, for that. I would also like to recognize, as long as we're doing this, that I'm honored to be born on my mother's birthday. So she also on Sunday celebrated her 83rd in the Pioneer Home in Fairbanks, and so we want to wish her a happy birthday, too. So happy birthday, Mom and Doris. Thank you.
Senator Hoffman, were you seeking the floor?
Yes, Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow, January 29th, till plain time Monday.
Wait a minute. Hearing no objection, you will be excused as requested. Senate will stand at ease. Senate, please come back to order. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Lehman.
I ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of the Senate tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, Senator Lehman will be excused. Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Madam President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused and not subject to a call tomorrow, Friday, January 29th, and on Monday, February 1st, until plain time.
Okay, that you make 10, Senator Ellis, so there will not be session won't convene tomorrow. Hearing no objection, Senator Ellis is excused tomorrow. Senator Mackey.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Pierce be excused plain time this evening until early morning plain time Tuesday, February 2nd, for personal business.
Is there further unfinished business? Are there special orders? Senator Elton.
Madam President, permission to speak briefly on change.
Senator Elton, you have the floor.
Madam President, I mean, today was kind of a special day, and I appreciate everybody that signed on to the citation for Senator Jim Duncan. Just wanted to assure everybody that I know Senator Jim Duncan, and I am not Senator Jim Duncan, but a lot of what I have learned in the previous 4 years came from Senator Jim Duncan, and as I make my way in this new body, I want to assure people that any mistakes that I make are probably my own, and any success that I do have is probably coming from what I learned from Senator Jim Duncan. And I want to thank the members of the body for signing on to the citation. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you, Senator Taylor. You're out of line. Are there further special orders? Senator Mackey, Monday, please.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate adjourn until 11 a.m. Monday, February 1st.
Hearing no objection, we're adjourned until Monday. Have a good weekend.